Why do some orthodontic practices always have money available, salaries paid on time, investments planned calmly, and no constant financial pressure? The answer has far less to do with luck and far more to do with structure, delegation, and smart financial systems. My name is Dr. Martin Baxman, and welcome to the Lean Orthodontics Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about a topic that is absolutely critical for long-term practice success, but still underestimated by many orthodontists: liquidity and financial flow. No matter how excellent your clinical work is, if money doesn't arrive on time and reliably, stress will slowly creep into every corner of your practice. Lean orthodontics is about eliminating exactly that kind of hidden stress by building systems that work quietly in the background. From a lean perspective, one principle is always clear: focus on what only you can and should do, and delegate everything else to professionals who do it better, faster, and more efficiently. Billing, invoicing, reminders, reimbursement questions, and payment plans are classic examples. These tasks consume enormous amounts of time, energy, and emotional bandwidth inside a practice. Yet they don't directly create value at the chair. Reliable liquidity means you don't depend on overdrafts, delayed payments, or personal reserves to keep your practice running. It means salaries, rent, and fixed costs are secured months in advance. Especially for young orthodontists starting their own practice, this is non-negotiable. Financial stability gives you freedom. Freedom to make good decisions, freedom to invest in quality, and freedom to sleep well at night. Another key point is installment payments. Orthodontic treatments often run over several years, and offering structured payment plans is no longer optional. Done correctly, this allows patients access to high-quality treatments while keeping the practice financially stable. Done poorly, it turns the orthodontist into a bank, something you should never be. Clear systems protect both sides and keep the doctor-patient relationship clean and focused on treatment, not money. Lean orthodontics also means respecting your own time. Many colleagues underestimate how much time disappears into paperwork, follow-ups, and weekend billing sessions. Time has a cost, even if it doesn't show up directly on an invoice. When professionals handle these processes efficiently, the practice gains back hours every week, hours that can be invested in patients, team leadership, strategy, or recovery. Looking ahead, financial stability is also essential when we talk about the future of orthodontics. Practice transitions, new working models, changing demographics, and evolving expectations all require robust structures behind the scenes. Sustainable models are those that combine professional independence with security, mentorship, and strong organizational support, without losing the doctor-led character of the practice. At the end of the day, liquidity is not about greed. It's about responsibility. Responsibility for your team, their families, your patients, and your own future. When finances are stable, you can think long-term, act ethically, and even give back, whether through education, innovation, or social projects. Lean systems don't just make practices efficient, they make meaningful impact possible. If this episode made you think differently about money, structure, and delegation in your practice, then it has done its job. Subscribe to the podcast, share it with colleagues who need to hear this, and join me again next time as we continue building practices that work better, calmly, efficiently, and sustainably.